You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. We're just starting our second week of WNYC's Clock Your Sleep project, which is looking to track and compare our listeners' sleep patterns. And WNYC's John Keefe is here with an update. He's the senior editor of our data news team. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what have you learned so far about how New York is sleeping?
Well, first off, we have a little more than 3,000 people who have signed up,
wow,
which is pretty amazing, we think. People from their tweens to their 80s have logged in, with the largest chunk of participants in their mid-20s to mid-30s. So now we have data. And on average, those people participating are getting 7 hours and 9 minutes of sleep every night.
That's really impressive, actually.
You think? Well, that's actually on sort of the low side of good, according to our experts. We started this project looking to track sleep in the city that never sleeps. And so far, it looks like New York could be renamed the city that doesn't go to sleep. The average time for folks going to bed in this project is 12:03 in the morning.
So what about how well we're all sleeping? Are you able to track that at all?
Well, we are. We're trying. Experts use this thing called sleep efficiency. It's the percentage of time you're actually asleep while you're in bed. So if you're lying in bed trying to go to sleep, or if you wake up in the night and toss and turn, your sleep is less efficient. On average, it looks like about 15% of the time that our participants are in bed, they're not sleeping, which is fairly normal. You can see charts showing how much and how well you're sleeping by logging into wnyc.org/sleep.
Well, you know, as part of our sleep project, each week the Brian Lehrer Show will be focusing on sleep in different stages of life. And this morning, the Brian Lehrer Show will focus on how young children sleep, how it affects their parents, and how they can all sleep better. What have you learned so far about parents participating in the project?
Well, we asked people to answer a set of additional questions to round out their profile. And so if you haven't done that, everybody, go in and answer those questions, because that helps us figure out the data. But one of the questions was about whether you live with children. And the most striking result here is that people who have kids wake up almost a full hour earlier on average than those who don't have kids, 6:36 in the morning compared to 7:28 in the morning. And that makes some sense. Babies and toddlers wake up early, and older kids have to get to school. These parents also tend to go to bed earlier, and they sleep more efficiently once they're in bed. So in the end, the total hours are actually pretty much the same between those who live with kids and those who don't.
All right. Now, you also ask whether there are children or pets in bed with you at night, right?
Yeah, and the kids seem to be keeping the parents up when they're in bed with them. Our sample size on this is pretty small, with just about 26 people saying they sleep with a partner and a child. Those folks also seem to be getting about 15 minutes less a night on average than the rest of our sleepers.
So, John, what don't you know yet that you want to find out?
We want to know if people who participate in the project are actually getting better at sleeping because they're tracking it. We haven't crunched those numbers for all the participants yet, though if you go and look on the website, you can see your own sleep patterns and you can see if you're getting better or not. I'm tracking my sleep, and I'm not sleeping as much as the rest of the participants. I actually just tweeted out my chart on Twitter, @datanews, so you can go and look for yourself. My problem, it appears, is that I go to bed too late. And this is something that I think I'd like to work on as part of this project. So if I can get myself to go to bed earlier, maybe I can get better. And maybe if we all do a little bit better at sleeping, we can bring that average up from 7 hours and 9 minutes collectively to something higher, and maybe that's healthier.
All right. Thanks so much, John. I'm really looking forward to talking with you more when we know more.
Me too. And my pleasure.
John Keefe is the senior editor for WNYC's data news team. To join the project yourself and track your sleep, go to wnyc.org/sleep. You can keep a sleep diary there or download WNYC's sleep app for your iPhone, which will help you keep track. If you wear a Jawbone Up or Fitbit, you can connect your device and contribute your sleep data that way. It's all at wnyc.org/sleep. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.